A public consultation proposals for smoke-free Aotearoa 2025 action plan currently underway until the end of this month, 5 p.m, the 31st of May, which has been run by the Ministry of Health. We are joined now by Stephanie Eric, Senior Advisor, Tobacco Control with Ministry of Health. For more, Stephanie is currently on secondment to the Ministry of Health Tobacco Control Team from Hapai te Hauora, a highly experienced public health leader skilled in national advocacy, workforce development, media research and community mobilisation, and has a wealth of public sector experience and knowledge, having worked with national NGOs, DHBs, PHOs and a range of non-health entities. Prior to joining Hapai in 2016, Stephanie led Anti-Smoking Group Action on Smoking and Health New Zealand, ASH, her mission to connect the sector around the country's goal of being smoke-free by 2025 and to make sure that all communities benefit. Stephanie joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Mano Sui Fora, and thank you so much for your time today, Stephanie. Kia ora.
Talofa and tenakwe. Thank you for that introduction. Wow, it's the best one I've ever had.
Well, worthy of your stature, and especially right. You know, talking around a subject which is, you know, so very important health wise to our communities, Stephanie. So, with that, can you give us an overview in terms of proposals for Smoke Free Aotearoa 2025 action plan and its aims?
Okay, then, yeah, thank you. Awesome question. First of all, Smoke-Free 2025 is something that was put forward about a decade ago. And so what that actually means is getting New Zealand to down to less than 5% of people smoking. So it's not an absolute prohibition or anything like that. It's really getting the numbers right down. And we all, as family, know why, the reasons for that. So the goal we hope to achieve, you know, as quickly as possible, focuses on five key areas. And what we want to achieve is really to reduce inequalities and inequities, like the number of Pacific and Māori whānau who suffer the most from cigarettes. We really want to reduce that, you know, the number of those who are smoking and those who are suffering from that. We want to make sure, secondly, make sure that we look after our future generations so that more and more children never pick this up, you know, never get to see it and so forth. Wouldn't that be awesome? And the third thing also is, of course, to get those who are currently smoking to quit. Simply that. Yep.
Now, Stephanie, in terms of that goal of 5%, how are we currently tracking for 2025?
Look, you know, we could do so much more better. And there are some groups that are doing really, really well, served really well by the service and so forth. But for Pacific, what we're seeing is that we're slightly underserved. We need to do more for Pacific. So to get us really on track, we are actually a little, you know, pretty far from it, really. You know, we still have around 18% of Pacific people smoking in general, compared to the normal population, which is at around 11%. They're likely to reach that goal. But the good news is at least our teenagers, Pacific youth, are at that goal. You know, so we're doing well in that regard with youth smoking. Well done. You know, we need to applause and celebrate our young ones. But it's from 18 to 24 year olds, that kind of age group. They pick it up real quick. And then, yeah, it's in adult age groups where we need to do a lot more work.
Now, regarding proposals up until the end of the month, what's being covered there, and what are you asking of our Pasifika, our Māori communities, please, Stephanie?
Yes, so families, look, there's five areas, and the first area is around tobacco control systems. So, look, you don't have to know much about tobacco to participate in this. You know, just sort of go on and give it a go just to see, you know, how the Ministry of Health and how the government gets feedback from our families. And you can even feedback on the process if you like. But in terms of a system, you get a chance to talk about what might be awesome that's happening in your community. What's something you've seen and you think, man, I wish they'd do this everywhere? Or what just worked for you and your family? Because that's what's important. That's where the innovation is. That's what we need to hear. There's also in that around systems, looking at our Māori governance, what that might mean or not mean for you. And then there's a space for research and evaluation and so forth. And it's funny, I heard from a Cook Island family who has put in their submission, and everything was about Cook Island research, Cook Island community action, and good on them. And that's what you get. You get to push what's on your mind in this consultation. The second one is around making products less available, you know, because cigarettes are sold at every single store dairy. You can get one quicker than you can, you know, find oil for your car. So we've got to think about that. Also reducing the appeal of cigarettes. So trying to think about maybe if we take out nicotine or making cigarettes less appealing, because at the end of the day, you know, some of our people who smoke, you know, they're attracted to it. We want to make it less attractive. The fourth one is making it less affordable. And the last one is enhancing existing initiatives. What's actually working out there and doing more of it. So those are the five areas. The system, making cigarettes less available, less addictive, less affordable, and what is currently working that we should pump up. Those are the five areas.
Can you maybe give us examples of, I don't know, initiatives, if we're, say, looking at cessation, smoking cessation, for example?
Yep. So, you know, at the moment we have the quit line who you could ring and, you know, get support from them. That's cool if you want to talk on the phone. I should say their number, 0800 778 778. That number's been around for ages. So, you know, that's all out there. But in terms of for Pacific and some new stuff, we've got Kava groups that are working really well to help Tongan men to tala noa and talk about stop smoking. Yeah, and Kava groups. So it's amazing because those men can only reach those men, you know. It's a niche group, and it takes a specific skill set and expertise that well, I don't have that in my team at the moment. So it's really important. This is why community groups and community activations are important, because you get to groups like that. I know in West Auckland there's a Te Vaivai group, because Cook Island young women, and I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, my children are Cook Island too, but they have very high smoking rates of young amongst their women. Amongst Cook Island young women. And what they have is a Te Vaivai group, because what women get to do there is learn about their culture. They're actually there to do the Te Vaivai sewing, and while at the same time, that's the time to bring up, you know, thinking about quitting. So they're invited to come into a space that's welcoming, that's warm. It's very different. It's less clinical. And so there's lots of things that Pacific people can do. It's just it needs support. And if we can make it more available, we can test it with other groups. I mean, as a Niuean, I'd love to learn how to sew a Te Vaivai. You know, I'd love that. And if at the same time it helps someone to stop smoking, that's brilliant.
Stephanie, when we're looking at contributing factors to the high number of Pacifica and Māori communities versus the, you know, the New Zealand average, what are some of those which makes it still a stronghold for our people?
A lot of it is because the services haven't been able to meet the need for Pacifica to, like, understand information properly, to have the information even given to them in the first place. And, you know, that takes time to do. So I'd say the first one is the lack of services, but also in the first place is a lot of stress. So all the normal things that contribute to other addictions, poverty, overcrowding, the usual things. If you're living in a home where auntie lives with you, she smokes and her partner smokes, and you're exposed to that, you know, then the more people living in your home, the more stress, you know, that can happen, and the role modeling that happens amongst children. So, you know, we do have to address those bigger issues, but just as a way of sort of dealing with cigarette smoking, just that little component in the household, these are the kind of things that can help with those, connecting them with things that they find valuable and that are useful for them. And a lot of those things are things that are important to us Pacific people, our culture, language, and so forth. Using different non-medical ways of helping them to think about quitting smoking and staying smoke-free.
With the growing popularity of vaping over the years, Stephanie, is that something that's part of the 2025 goal? And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you got any stats regarding, you know, vaping, whether it's as harmful, the health impacts versus smoking.
Well, it's for a long time we've known that vaping is 95% less harmful than cigarette smoking. We all know that, you know, every year smoking creates early death and disease, up to 4,500 deaths per year. We don't have those numbers for vaping in New Zealand. So it's very clear that the damage comes from cigarette smoking, and that is the big elephant in the room, and that's what we really need to focus on. But vaping is still scary for a lot of parents. And I just had this conversation the weekend with a friend saying to me, Steph, you got to do something about vaping, you know, because it's literally drowning. It's, you know, that's what's happening when you're taking in too much of the vaping, the water and the liquids and so forth. So lots of information needs to be given to our Pacifica family around vaping. But I can say that at the moment, look, anecdotally, I am hearing that it's the next thing. It's popular, especially amongst our young people. You know, it's kind of cool. It's the cool thing. And at the end of the day, I think that our families came to New Zealand for, you know, a better future and a future with fresh air. I think that's the ultimate goal that we want to go towards, you know, to live with some fresh air. But in the meantime, for those who find it, who've tried everything else, we at the ministry do offer vaping as a solution for those who just cannot switch any other way. But vaping is not for non-smokers. Vaping is for smokers to switch, to try and if it's a way to help them to quit.
Now, with regards to the public consultations, or, you know, maybe initiatives that our community would like to put forward, etc., best place to go to find out more information, please, Stephanie.
Look, I'm just thinking of my family in Glen Innes when I say this, but you can Google search it, actually. Just look up smoke-free action plan. Just Google it up, and then you'll come. The first thing that pops up will say proposal for a smoke-free action plan. Scroll down, and it says how to have your say. Click on that, and you can go straight to a link that you literally just have to fill in. And hey guys, if you only want to talk about getting rid of cigarettes in your community, or if you only want to talk to one part of it, just do that. But please do talk to it. You don't have to answer all five areas. You can talk to the one that matters to you most, but I do encourage you, have a look. It's not too hard. Otherwise, you can go to the Hapaiti Whole Water Facebook page, social media pages, all over the place. They've got all sorts of surveys that simplify it for you. But my advice is that I believe that you are capable of going onto the Ministry of Health website and having a go there. And if you do have any trouble with it, I'll give you Leitu's mobile number. You can call her directly.
Oh, okay. I'll hold you to that then. Okay. Well, Stephanie Eric, Senior Advisor, Tobacco Control with the Ministry of Health. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Stephanie. Whakau ilahi mahaki and monuine aho. Thank you.
Whakau ilahi. Thank you.